for their unfiltered opinions on the latest news from the world of law enforcement. No filters, no edits. So be warned, the content may be upsetting to some listeners. Sit down and hold up. This may get a little bumpy.
Welcome.
Hello.
Good day.
Motor Cop Chronicles Podcast Midweek News. What's up, JoJo? Good to see you. Freebird is not in the house tonight. He is on location, as y'all can see over there.
I ain't hate about a son of a bitch.
I don't know. T-Bird might get mad. He's got a falcon over there with him. Well,
she's a bunny rabbit.
He's got that going on over there.
That's some hilarious shit.
I don't know how that happened. I was prepared
to jump in here and start singing In the Arms of an Angel because we were all depressed that he wasn't coming. This motherfucker's got a blonde twerking on him.
Hey.
He's making it rain birdseed.
Yeah.
It's going to get sticky. Everybody go like, subscribe, hit the bells, notification whistles, whatever they are. You'll know when we go live on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and some other platforms. Just subscribe. Also, write reviews for us. We appreciate it. I do have some to shout out. I'm going to do that first off so I won't forget. We got a new member in the clubhouse over there, Miss Lauren Stimson. I hope I'm saying that correctly. She did a recommendation. I don't know how that works on Facebook, but she did do it. It said, "The Iceman and his buddies are hilarious. This Wednesday night show is a weekly dose of 100% real, non-filtered opinions about the stupid shit that is going on in the world, and I love it."
Nice.
We appreciate you tons, Lauren. And we finally hit 90 on Apple with reviews. Let's pull that up. I got a new episode out. I don't know why it has not showed up yet for some reason. Working on that.
Hey, Box, did you get stories?
I did.
In our group chat?
No, I didn't do it in group chat. I sent everybody their own stories so y'all don't get confused.
Ask him what my response was when they started coming through.
I started sending everybody their numbers, and he asked me if I knew how to count or not. I'm like, yeah, I'm sending you your numbers because, you know, it was like 1-4.
That's a big bottle of Rohypnol you're drinking on over there.
Oh, that's a gallon of water. The Iceman knows I drink about a gallon and a half, 2 gallons. Damn, that blonde just went down on Freebird.
I like her little bunny.
Yeah, she does have a top on. No, she has a bikini top on, JoJo. I'll be getting on.
Hey, Thomas. Hey, babe.
Banned in a heartbeat.
What's up, Thomas?
Well, you can have nudity on Facebook. It just can't be
yeah, well, she has
interactive.
She does have a bikini top on.
Yeah, she's covered.
On on Apple Podcast, it says it's a humorous podcast, I believe. It says, "Great podcast. Iceman and the crew keep it light, funny, but real as they discuss the top stories that affect law enforcement. This show is definitely worth a listen. You're sure to enjoy it." By an OTBL1. We appreciate it. Thank y'all so much for all that stuff.
Hey, Bam.
It makes it worth Bam. It. I'm going to throw it out there, of course. I do have a Patreon up. I always say I'm going to charge people to talk to. Listen, I'm still putting all the free stuff out. Same way I always have. The only reason I'm doing it is to help me pay some of the bills that it's costing me to do this.
Not only that, we can go a little bit more risque.
Yeah, I do talk a more. There's one episode and some pictures up there right now. There's going to be more coming. I got something I want to talk about, some stuff today, and I just can't. It's easier for me to talk on there because it's a paywall platform, so it's not out there to the public. Anyway, there's three tiers. It's the first tier is called Hang Around. It's $3 a month, and then you get all the episodes and stuff I put on there, and I'll shout you out at the end of every Wednesday night episode. You'll get a shout out. The second tier is considered a Hang Around tier. It's $6 a month. You get a shout out every Wednesday at the beginning of the show, and I'll mail you a armband, and you can also pick whoever you want to have a phone call with. We'll get in touch and you can talk to whoever you want to on the phone, ask them what you want. The third tier is $10 a month.
That's my favorite.
And it's called the crew member tier. You like a full crew member?
Oh, she just went down again.
You'll get the armband. You either get the phone call or Skype call, whichever you prefer from whoever. And then you get
to come on and be a co-host.
You can come be a co-host on one of the Wednesday night shows if you want to.
$10?
It's not mandatory. And you also get a crew member coffee cup that they're not for sale. They're on the Patreon page. There's three different ones you get to pick from.
Aaron, you're always going to be a special guest.
So you can y'all go check it out if you want. If you don't want to, you're not going to hurt my feelings. It's just
she's going to give me $10 Australian. That's like $2,000 American.
if, like I said, if y'all want to, y'all can go check it out. It's distracting them. I put it up there. It breaks it down. I don't know how it does that, JoJo.
She's breaking it down.
My God, I will not be able to put women up here ever again. But anyway, that's how that's going there. But anyway.
I wonder if she could use these.
The tassels?
No, well, JoJo thought she didn't have a top.
Just leave them there?
I had a different one up there, but she was in a very thong thing, and I said, I took it and twisted it for that.
I figured he kept those on his nightstand.
No, he keeps them here in front of the monitor, which box, how are you liking that monitor there? Does that make it much nicer than
this? Is very
it's,
nice.
It's like I said, I keep buying equipment too. I'm going to get another one. I got to put another monitor up so the box and Freebird and all them, they can see exactly what I'm seeing. Unfortunately, Holster can't, but they're seeing everything.
No, I have a delay like all you guys.
Yeah, they see everything exactly how I'm seeing it.
It's legit.
So
I'm just,
I'm going to be doing an episode on Patreon. I'm probably going to do it tomorrow evening or something. I don't know how long it'll be, but I had all kinds. I had about work today. I've texted about to them, but I got all kind of shit to talk about. And I'm not trying to do it, but you can ask them. It's some funny ass shit.
Very much.
I played guilty to 5 years if I could just come back next week.
Yeah, it's some funny shit. So. It'll be on there. Other than that,
make sure he keeps his hands above the desk. So who's got number one?
I got number one. So, number one, as we start this wonderful evening off, illegal immigrant sentenced to 29 years in the U.S. federal prison system for home invasions that were sadistic in nature.
Yeah, by
of course, it comes out of Houston. I mean, I don't know what's worse, Houston or Pasco County.
Pasco.
I think Pasco. Got it.
Illegal immigrant from Honduras was just handed a 29-year prison sentence for his involvement in several violent, sadistic home invasions. The 27-year-old Denis Mutate, I don't know however you pronounce his damn name, was illegally residing in the Houston area. And he was responsible for multiple violent and sometimes sadistic home invasions. They like this word sadistic for some reason. In August, he was sentenced to a 108-month term for two counts of interference with commerce by robbery, as well as an additional 120 months for each of two counts of brandishing a firearm during a crime of violence. I'm trying to see what they're calling sadistic here.
Yeah, because sadistic is like he broke in, chained them all to the wall, and raped their dog.
Yeah, like shoved broomsticks up their buttholes or something.
Prosecutors said that the illegal immigrant was part of a robbery crew that was involved in several crimes, including two violent robberies where they brandished firearms. One of the incidents occurred at a flea market in Houston. During that incident, the crew handcuffed a security guard, proceeded to kick him while he was down. Then they robbed two separate booths and pointed guns at multiple people. I'm still not seeing the sadistic part, but okay.
My issue, is that the whole story? Did we get it?
Yeah. All right.
My issue with this is, what did he get, 29 years, they said?
Yeah.
I think like you do, but if they send him back, this fucker's just going to cross back across the border.
Yeah, so that they're saying, it says in here that he's not going back until... Where did I see it? According to authorities, whatever his name is, will not face removal proceedings until after his total of 348-month prison term.
Yeah, he'll probably do about 80% of it.
That means he will not be deported from the United States in nearly two decades.
Yeah, so he'll do about 20 years. How you doing? The Kevin Allen Show is here. Appreciate you coming. Kevin. I actually missed him today because I was in court.
Yeah, the link to the Patreon's been posted in the chat.
Yeah. Y'all go follow him on Facebook. They put out some good stuff if you like politics and stuff. My thing is, I thought when I first read that story, I was like, well, shit, that's fucked up that the taxpayers are going to have to pay for this dude for the next 20-something years. And I was thinking, well, hold up a minute. If they just deport him, he's just going to come right back.
And
he didn't get no punishment for it.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm like, so let's leave him locked up. So that's how I feel about that one there. Hey, at least he's off the streets.
Yeah, but no,
he's not hurting people.
So sadistic. I mean,
I don't know. I thought maybe he'd be like beating somebody to death with a chicken or something. Yeah. I mean,
well, hear me out now. There's a certain way we should be returning these type of criminals. You know,
in pieces.
We're going to deport them back to their country, but we do it in C-130s. We drop the back door and just fucking climb
and go. Uh oh, forgot the parachute.
Right.
That'd be like literally dropping them the back off at home.
Yeah, drop you off in Honduras.
It's like they come over to the air traffic control and be like, repeat, you do not have clearance to land. Be like, we didn't plan on it.
We ain't landing. We're just turning around real fast. Catch.
We're making a U-E.
Catch.
Violent assault with a cock.
Yeah, that's called an AR cock. An AR 15 cock. Yeah,
Aaron would tap that.
An AR 15 cock. It's when you grab a rooster by its feet and just start whooping somebody's ass.
Hello, Sarah.
It's an assault cock. You can also they come in different colors too.
Yeah, black, white, Rhode Island
hey,
red.
Man, I tell you, I was practicing so hard for cockfighting.
You still
2 years of training. I'm never going to get back.
You probably still training.
It's not cockfighting out there. It's called sword fighting.
That's why I don't go to his house, because he's like, "Hey, you want to play a game?"
Like sword fight.
I'm like, no.
Anyway,
don't cross the streams.
This next story is. I don't know. I have a different opinion on it. So, basically, a Ohio woman is being hailed as a hero.
Well, after you finish talking about it, I got a video, too.
She's been claimed as a hero because, basically, she just decided that the police officer got stung by a bee. Her partner is a great partner and forgot the EpiPen. And so, basically, he was dying, and she ran out and stabbed him with an EpiPen, and boom, he survived.
She didn't.
I think she did.
No, this lady did.
Guess what I was talking about?
Not the partner.
No, the partner says flat out in here that they didn't have an EpiPen because she didn't like him.
No, she didn't like him. He's an ass, too.
Yeah, so the mother came out.
He ate the last donut.
Yeah. No, he ate the last bee, apparently. I got a German Shepherd who likes to do that. Anyway, they did the whole EpiPen thing and saved his life. I don't know. I just think that there's certain ailments and stuff that, you know, if I was missing my legs, I wouldn't try to be a police officer.
Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah. Well, let me put this video
at a local
up.
Back to school event.
Here it
became
is.
A matter of life and death for a Cleveland police officer when his allergic reaction triggered a fast reaction.
He's a big old dude, too.
Here's January Keaton with the story.
This is Cleveland Police Sergeant Ray O'Connor thanking a local family for being at the right place at the right time.
One stung my left wrist, then another one stung me in my right wrist.
August 20th, Sergeant O'Connor
Suicide
was playing football
bee.
With neighborhood kids at the Ward 5 Back to School Festival at Carver
Those
Park
Those were assault
States.
Bees,
Suddenly,
AR-15
he
bees.
He felt bees stinging him.
AR-10
Sergeant O'Connor
bees.
Has a fatal bee allergy and realized he had left his EpiPen back at the police station.
You could feel the venom flow through your body.
Venom.
your throat venom. Closing. Everything kind of closes in and starts going dark.
Tomika Johnson was volunteering at the festival when she saw Sergeant O'Connor passing out. The 6'7" sergeant practically being carried by his partner, Officer Brooklyn Barnes.
I'm only 5'9", so I'm kind of struggling a little bit to carry him.
She's a big girl, 5'9".
But I knew I had to get him back to the car.
Get him, girl.
He was clutching his chest. Tomika could hear him say the word allergic. He was going into anaphylactic shock. Tomika says her son Zaire is allergic to everything, so she keeps EpiPens all around her house, which is just across the street from the event.
I don't even know who I gave the EpiPen to that was tending to the officer, Sergeant O'Connor. But I kept yelling, hit him in the hip, hit him in the hip.
Well, Officer Barnes did hit O'Connor in the hip, and he was stabilized until EMS arrived. He was taken to the hospital to be checked out, and the next day visited Tomika to say thank you. He now considers the mother of 7, grandmother of 11, his guardian angel.
There was a reason she was there. And I mean, without her being there, I wouldn't be standing here.
No, Billy, we have to ban assault bees.
Be kind to people, and hopefully I get the same in return.
January Keaton, 3 News.
Oh, God bless her. Officers believe that football game somehow agitated a beehive in the tree that they were playing under. Witnesses say 10 to 15 people were stung along
under
with Sergeant O'Connor. Everyone is okay, I'm happy to tell you. Tomika and her son, Zaire, will receive a citizen award in October for saving Sergeant O'Connor's life.
Hear me out. Hear me out.
Here we go. Did you know?
This event, Zaire got stung by a bee as well and suffered a terrible death because she gave that to the cop and not her son.
No, he made it. He got lots of trucks and cars and stuff. Look at you.
This
was a happy story, and you just trying to pee pee all over.
But you're right, JoJo. She saved his life, and all of a sudden her son starts having an attack, and now she ain't got one.
I wonder, could you get in trouble if you like just walked around with peanuts and started throwing them at some people, and if somebody was allergic to it?
Would that be assault?
Would that be an assault peanut?
Yeah, they have salt and peanuts, assault peanut.
Well, that's why, these certain steak joints now say, peanut dust in the air.
Peanut dust? Yes, yeah, that is a lot of babies.
Do you all have that up there to where you eat the peanuts at the restaurant and throw the shell on the ground?
Yeah, it's at Texas Roadhouse, isn't it?
Yeah, there you go.
Logan's.
Yeah.
I think they even do it at Long.
I don't think they're allowed. I don't think these kids are allowed to bring peanut butter sandwiches to school anymore, which I think is completely asinine. I mean, back in the day, if kid died at school, they'd throw him in his parents' trunk and let him bring him home. I mean, and, keep on going to class. We were much tougher back then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, I didn't even know there was such a thing as a fucking peanut allergy.
No, we didn't either. It's like, oh, that kid's just a pussy.
Wasn't there a meme that said, today's society, when we were kids, we ran from the police. Today's society can't even call the police. I don't know.
Oh, shit.
I messed it up. What do we got?
Roy's here. Yeah, it says, hello, lady. Yes, the box showed up. We did find him.
Yeah, Roy, I show up when I want to. I got banker hours.
No, what happened was is he had a date, and she's a large woman, and we found him stuck in a fupa with a hot pocket in his mouth. We got the jaws of life from the goon squad. They were able to lift the fupa up. We greased him up with some peanut oil. We slid him out to safety.
We ran from the police. You called them. We are not the same.
Yeah, that's it. JoJo's trying to get by her bosses without getting caught over there.
You tell them you got
just
some important
tell them to pull
shit
up a
to
chair
do.
And
yeah.
Watch.
Yeah, I'll give him a shout out. Yeah, you're right, Aaron.
Well, I'll be like Crikey.
Guess it's my turn. This here is this just fucked up too. I don't know if many of y'all. I have an episode. I did a live yesterday and I put an episode out. I don't know why it's not showing up in the feed or something like that. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Operator error.
So it's there and it's going to come out because I did a live yesterday because it showed I had 1 freaking 1 download on audio. I'm like, that ain't never happened before. So something's going on and it's not showing up like on Apple and stuff like that. So I'm going to have to see what happens.
Is there a way to put an iPhone in a power saving mode?
Melissa wants to see video of them sliding me out. Come on.
You don't want to see that in person. It was horrible. Actually the camera broke when we were doing it. It was
actually the video that I sent you guys of the chick
I did send the box a cameo. I had a cameo or a pick me up cameo. Yes,
and very similar to the young lady in the video.
I'm probably gonna
her rack was a lot bigger.
I'm gonna put it up on the Patreon. I'm not gonna put it up on here, so y'all will be able to see the cameo that the box. And I had one made for Freebird a long time ago also, and it's a little more risque too. I'm gonna put that up there too, so y'all can see those cameos.
That was good. Mine was the best though.
Yours wasn't risque.
No, it was just a liter of cola.
Yeah.
I mean,
he had the liter of cola guy I did for him.
Oh, really? Farva?
Yeah. No.
No, the guy behind the counter.
Oh, the young guy. Oh, okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So anyway, they have a police chief who got his ass in trouble. What did he get in trouble for?
Prostitution.
What did she get in trouble for?
She.
It's a her, yes. Ooh. She is got busted for selling some pills. Where it's like, you know how some of these places they do these it's like looks bring us your old pills and stuff
like that.
She was like, oh look, they brought all these pills here. I'm just gonna take some out and just make a little bit profit on it. No. That's what she was doing. I got a video on it. So we're gonna go over here and watch it.
It's a local back to school event.
We're not gonna watch that one again.
And death
obviously we are.
We're gonna watch this
police
one.
Chief is now at the center of a drug investigation. State police and Van Buren County investigators seizing drugs from the Hartford police station. Hartford City officials confirm that their chief, Tressa Beltran, is now on paid leave from the department. She has been the chief since 2016. Detectives say they seized prescription pills on Thursday after getting numerous drug activity happening at the police station. No arrests have been made, but
the police station
is ongoing.
She's slinging out the back door.
That move towards decide that they shouldn't be. And in law enforcement, you have people that, you know, they for whatever reason they develop substance abuse problems, mental health problems,
and
so they start weighing from what they originally took that oath to do, which is protect the public.
Detectives say it could take at least a week before they submit a report to the prosecutor's office to determine if criminal charges will be filed.
Well, if she was selling pills, I would think they were charged with some criminal charges.
You would think.
No, she's just practicing medicine without a license.
I was doing community policing or something. Come on.
Protector right there.
I guess, but it's like I don't get it. I mean, so her ass is, you know, she needs to be arrested if she's fucking selling drugs, so, and lose her badge.
Her badge.
Her.
Yeah, badge. I'm pretty sure she'll never have one again.
No.
All right, it is the box's turn.
Back to the box. Sheriff shares body cam video after deputy's foot pursuit goes viral on the TikTok.
I have the video. We'll just talk about it because I'm going to attempt this screen share thing again.
Okay.
Good luck.
Well, a 15-second TikTok video showing a deputy engaging in a foot pursuit quickly garnered over 4 million views. However, the Volusia Sheriff's Office responded by releasing its own video, which combines the 15-second clip with body camera footage from the deputy's perspective to clear up any confusion.
All right, y'all. We're going to try this. I'm not really good at the screen share stuff.
Cleveland Rames Jr. is the suspect.
Matt and Ginger, and at last check, that TikTok video has received more than 4.2 million views. Now, we also spoke with the neighbor who saw the end of that foot chase. This happening as that deputy involved said that he's grateful that things were not worse. Deputy Caleb Jones said it was about a quarter mile run for him before 42-year-old Cleveland Rames slowed up and surrendered here in this Deltona.
He was much nicer than me. If my ass got to run that far after you, and then you're just going to stop and put your hands up.
My forward momentum would not allow me to stop.
I'm not saying I'm going to hit him or nothing, but I'm not going to gently put you on the concrete, okay?
Will you please lay down so I can get these ankles on you?
It's just not going to happen. My fat ass.
So wait a minute. This is this was the video?
This was some of the body cam. No, they're going to show you the TikTok part because people are like, oh, I bet he got away and stuff like that. And they're like making fun of him, basically. And they're like, oh, no, this is the whole thing here. So you want to make fun of my cop.
Neighborhood. Portland Boulevard. It's always a good day when everybody goes
home. I don't know why it's doing that.
This viral TikTok video reposted in part on the Volusia Sheriff's Twitter page shows the foot chase.
There it is right there.
It all started after body camera video shows Reigns running away from the deputy after pulling him over for not wearing his seatbelt. Is it typical to stop someone for a seatbelt violation? What led to that?
Usually. That's just something that I do. I try to be proactive with different things, different violations, and seatbelts are a big thing. You know, it's a big safety hazard.
Step out of the car. You got a license?
Pause it for a second.
Yes, sir. On you?
No, sir.
So, not only was, you know, he was pulled over for the seatbelt or whatever, but they did find out that he had warrants for trafficking meth, trafficking cocaine.
And yeah, he ran because of a seatbelt.
Here's a wild one, fleeing or attempting to elude. So now he's got resisting without violence and driving under suspension.
So they say he wasn't telling y'all
so
that.
He's a winner.
Yeah.
But yeah, here in the state of Florida, yes, they have recently made it in like the past 3 years that not wearing your seatbelt is a primary traffic.
It's always been a primary here in Louisiana.
Well, no, and it's hilarious down here because, like, I've seen people get pulled over for it, and then they also write, like, an illegal window tint. And then in court, they go, well, how could you see I wasn't wearing my seatbelt if my windows are 5%? Yeah, it's fun.
All right, let me finish. They said you're echoing. I probably forgot to hit that switch on yours. We'll finish it up.
Jones said at that point he tried to place Reigns in handcuffs because he wasn't following his commands.
I don't think
so. And that's when video shows Reigns running.
I'm out of here.
Way.
And I'm going to run from you wearing really bright clothes, so it's going to be hard to lose track of me in my fluorescent shorts.
Terry Williams lives nearby and witnessed the chase. He wasn't home, but I spoke to him through his Ring camera. What did you see and what happened?
I just heard loud screaming, stop. The gentleman ran into my front yard and laid down pretty much at my feet. And the officer...
They did not pay attention to that sign, and he says no dog shit in his yard. Man, come on.
I don't think I've ever seen anybody be interviewed through a Ring camera.
Yeah, that's
before.
A first.
Hey, it's a new age, man. Fucking God. New age.
Technology.
Behind him, knelt down and handcuffed him.
Deputies say Reigns had warrants out for his arrest, including drug trafficking. He's now facing new charges of resisting an officer without violence and driving on a suspended or revoked license.
No.
Listen to when officers tell you what to do. At the end of the day, if it's a mix-up, you know, it can get straightened out. And, you know, as long as you just comply.
See, that's a TikTok video. It made it look like the guy got away from
him. Earlier today, I stopped by a listed address for Reigns to see if his family or friends had anything to say about his arrest or about what happened. No one answered the door.
No comment, sir. No comment.
So, Jerry, millions of people have viewed this. You also asked the sheriff's office why they decided to share this video online. What did they tell you?
She's very muscular. Do you know that?
Yeah, kind of got that
scary.
Why does her eyebrow stop in the middle of her
eyes? I don't
know,
but I wouldn't say that too loud because she looked like she'd whip your fucking ass. Yeah, whole stare.
She ain't that far from you. There,
That's right, Ginger. And the sheriff's office told me they simply wanted to show what happened. Again, that deputy said it's a good reminder to always comply. And again, he's so thankful and grateful that things were not worse. Live here in Deltona, I'm Jerry Askin.
Deltona.
New 6.
But all right, Jerry, thank you.
Fun times. Let's go back to the main screen so he won't
that
echo.
That's on the East Coast, right?
That's Daytona.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
I don't know. I would have to walk up to that fucking deputy and hand him some clippers and be like, yeah, we're going to need to trim that.
Why?
A lot.
Well, what's wrong with his beard?
Iceman's got a beautiful beard going on.
That's a fake-ass beard. That is not a real beard. I'm sorry.
I will.
We're in class A's.
I will have in November, I will start growing
a
beard.
I am going all out for
no shave.
November, baby.
And we're good until like March. I can grow a beard my whole winter time.
But it's
I'm sorry you can't grow a beard.
I'm sorry.
You can't grow hair.
I mean, it's not my fault. It's like the top of your head.
You got your little cube going off your nuts.
It's not good in class A's.
I don't wear class A's.
Hey, where's your banana hammock, by the way?
It's just a new thing. It's a new thing.
Yes, Thomas, he is an upstanding pillar.
Yes, and we're going to read the comment. Thomas says he's an upstanding pillar of community. He was on his way to church. Roy says, Mr. Box, he's a college student. The police have been setting him up for years, and it was because he was wearing neon shorts. And Melissa says, what the fuck, on a Ring camera, LOL, with a tongue sticking out, emoji face. And Aaron says, that's right, up there with the reporter who reached out to the dead guy for the comment. at least the ring camera answered back.
Yeah. And then is Roy,
my next.
Roy wants you to ease up.
And Roy
on
says,
the poor
"You
guy.
Ease up on me, damn it."
Oh, it ain't you. I think he was standing up for the Port of Volusia County.
I know, but I just felt like playing like the damn victim for once, okay?
Yeah. Am I next?
You're next. I gang.
All right,
next.
So I'm going from a meth dealer to a guy on meth. So basically, you got this wonderful junkie. I'm not quite sure where he's at. If you show his picture, he basically looks like a Charlie Manson, but a younger version.
You got a video. Talking.
Yeah, so he decided he was going to San Antonio, go figure. He rams into a police deputy, police car, and cop removes him from the vehicle, puts him in handcuffs, puts him in the back of the car. He then decides he pops his bracelets off, jumps in the front seat, leads him on a high-speed pursuit where he rams into other shit. Show the video.
Roll the tape.
Roll that beautiful
bean footage.
State police chief is now at the center of a drug investigation.
Roll the tape.
This is our shots fired. Everybody down. Shots fired.
So get cover. Stop standing around if you got shots fired.
Well, we have new information about the wild carjacking chase and crash in Atascosa County last night. Lawmen say it started when an out-of-control driver intentionally rammed a Poteet police vehicle twice.
A what?
Then Poteet. Admitted...
Poteet.
I've never heard of that.
Me either.
And I lived over there.
That chick's hair is like...
It's called humidity.
Wanted to hurt more first responders. Ken's 5 reporter Sue Kalberg breaks down what happened.
Break it down.
Oh, Texas Rangers, baby.
They got Bertha out right there. Got that gauge.
Clear that road out. They're coming back. Clear it.
Poteet resident Donovan Garcia saw much of the chaos go down.
Everybody knew that the pursuit had taken a turn for the worst.
Yep.
Sure enough, listen.
Fuck that unit up, right?
Damn. Fuck a bunch of units up.
Yeah. Dude, it looks
DPS
like you got a
trooper.
You put that shit up under your beard.
To stop a rampage.
He's driving it like he stole it, ain't he?
You heard that? You heard them? That's the cops shooting at him as he drives by.
Only in Texas.
And when first responders realize. And when first responders realized they were suddenly the targets of the attack.
He's headed to the fire truck. He's headed south.
Oh, he's getting out. Oh, shots fired. They're headed down.
On a holiday weekend when lots of people were outside.
I don't think this is a civilian video.
It's been deadly.
But it's probably one of the.
Or a fireman. See how bad it was shaking?
In Poteet during the daytime.
Sheriff David Sauer says 47-year-old Reynaldo Ruiz blames his behavior on a binge of methamphetamine.
Oh, I just want y'all to take note right here. I'm going to rewind it. Y'all see right here? I want everybody to take note right here. Do you see how those cowboy hats that they're wearing are fitting? Like, fit their head? Everybody take note. Everybody take note of this. This is going to be something for later, okay? The cowboy hats are fitting them correctly. Just take note.
Reynaldo Ruiz
writes
his behavior on a binge of methamphetamine. He remains jailed on numerous felony charges, with more expected. Garcia says when life came at them fast, he knows all the officers did their dead level best. Cars were crumpled, but people were spared. And nobody except the suspect was hurt.
Well, that's some good freaking news. Why did y'all shoot at him 10 times? Because we only had 10 fucking bullets. That's why. So that was a good story. Y'all just take notes on them cowboy hats. It's going to make it mean something later. This next one is mine. Louisiana story. Because I can. And it's just freaking, stupid.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. It's delicious. This is a delicious story.
It's going to make you go, Mm-hmm.
Where's the story? It's taking a little bit to pull up.
Man, we got a bunch of Louisiana stories tonight.
Well, I mean, Louisiana.
It's the gap.
Louisiana's on fire.
Florida tagged out.
Yeah, we're taking
it from
that. No,
we got some fucked up ones, too.
From Baton Rouge, some activist group is saying that Baton Rouge is unsafe. Well, we know that already from all the murdering and killing and raping. But that's not why they say it's unsafe. They say it's unsafe because they have 40,000 active arrest warrants in Baton Rouge for people. According to a recent study published by the group Civil Rights Organization, on Wednesday, the group spoke out to what they say is too many warrants. Yes, there's 40,000 outstanding warrants. The system is broken, said the founder of Fair Fight Initiative, FFI, a nonprofit civil rights legal advocacy organization, David Utter. Thousands of needless warrants.
He needs an utter.
Must be removed from the criminal. How are they needless? They have warrants for a reason. Why don't these fuckers go turn themselves in, take care of their business? But no, look, let's just throw them away.
Just forget about them.
Yeah, so people can live without fear of being sucked into the deadly system of incarceration. It's their fucking fault. I'm 51 years old. You know how many warrants I've had for my arrest? Fucking none. Zero. It's not that difficult. Mass incarceration. Law enforcement can direct its resources to issues that actually make our community safer, like arresting the 40,000 fucking people with warrants and getting them off the streets, because obviously they're breaking the fucking law.
Well, just like our next story, or my next story. They just let them out. It don't matter what the fuck they're convicted of anymore.
Well, I mean, we just had the guy that was running from the Volusia County Cop.
Because he had bad warrants.
All kind of drug warrants out for him. So
Baton Rouge has 15 times the national average because we got a bunch of stupid-ass people.
There's a bunch going on over there.
It says
but it should be like roulette, where, like, say, you know, you've got a guy in jail for weed. You've got another guy in there for, you know, possession of meth and all this shit. And then you get a guy, I get it, because everybody always says the fucking problem is overpopulation of the prison. So when you get there with a triple homicide
guy, you need bigger prisons.
You need to kick the fucking low guy in a totem pole out of jail.
No, fuck that. We just need bigger prisons.
Yeah, but look, if it's the difference between locking up somebody that's guilty of homicide or rape or something like that.
Or letting the weed head out? Yeah, let the weed head out. Yeah, of course.
Let the pot head out and put that fucker in his spot.
Or just build bigger jail. They said that one out of every three households in Baton Rouge has people that have active warrants in there. So you ought to just start knocking on doors. So every third one, you ought to get a hit, right?
I wonder if this study classifies, you know, Baton Rouge and St. George as two different areas.
I don't know. Of course, they said the Baton Rouge NAACP president, Eugene Collins Jr., said, the majority of the warrants are for low-level crimes like traffic violations, pay your fucking ticket. Because if not, just get a ticket and we just fuck it. If you don't want to pay it, don't worry about it. Yeah, that's going to work out real good, right?
Where's that? Pennsylvania or somewhere?
Somewhere like that, 89% are older than 1 year old. So if you get arrested for something, get out and skip court. As long as you can stay free for a year without getting rearrested, they should just throw the warrant away, right?
And you'll get a cookie.
Okay, and you get Rice Krispie Treat.
Rice Krispie Treat.
Yeah. The warrant is the lifeblood of the criminal justice system. It places more importance on locking people up than on protecting communities. Locking these people up is protecting the community. Anyway, I'm not going to go into the whole story because these people are fucking stupid. These fucking people are just completely ignorant. It's like, well, they stayed free for a year, so just throw it out. That two people that they murdered, it's okay. They didn't murder nobody else for an entire year.
But we're suddenly finding like 95-year-old people that were involved with the Nazis and were fucking calling for them to be put to death.
No, it's okay. They're good now.
They're elderly.
Yeah, they're good people. No, it's stupid. Fuck that. I say lock all 40,000 of them up. If we don't have enough room, put like 12 or 13 people in one little bitty 6x8 cell. Pack them fuckers in like sardines.
We can send them to Pasco County.
Yeah.
There ain't no room here.
We're just gonna drop them off.
Yeah, we'll just fly over to C-130.
Why don't we ought to send them to see Beetlejuice over there in Chicago. She loves criminals.
Imagine if the United States, like the South, we just did like a fucking Bay of Pigs and sent all of our criminals to fucking Chicago and New York.
Well, I don't know if JoJo's still on, but didn't that with Australia used to be a penal colony?
Yeah.
JoJo, I don't know if you're probably not because your boss is there, but we could just like take all our criminals and ship them to Australia. Half of them wouldn't survive from, you know, all that shit like that.
Well, that's what we do is we take the law-abiding citizens of Australia that want to be free, and we bring them here, and then we ship all the problems to Australia.
I mean, the kangaroos will kick their asses.
Dude.
Like, fuck dingoes, you looking at.
That one area of Australia where they have all the spiders that cover everything in the webs for like...
You mean Australia?
Australia, what did I say?
No, you.
I don't know what
you were like that one part of Australia. I'm like, I think Australia is a fucking deadly place from coast to coast.
Pretty much, yeah.
Anyway, stupid ass group.
Yep.
They got 40,000 people at warrants. 40,000 people need to get arrested.
Hey, my question is, I wonder how much it cost for them to do that survey.
They probably spent, I don't know, a couple $100,000 of our tax money.
They can't even win a war against the emus, Aaron.
Some of that money.
Emus. Aaron says they have emus will spit on you.
Yeah,
no, they actually had an entire war. We've had this conversation.
Of emus?
Emus?
An emu war?
Yeah, the military tried to wipe out the fucking emus, and the emus got smart and started, like, going around them. And, like, they straight up beat entire convoys of guys with machine guns.
Thomas said, send them up to the attic up here in Canada if they survive a year in the freezing cold.
It doesn't say attic. It says Arctic.
Oh. Freezing cold and the polar bears, then they can be free. That's a good idea.
Did you know that the polar bear is the only bear that just flat out will not stop coming for you? Like, a grizzly will eventually, like, give up.
That's because the polar bear thinks it's privileged.
Yeah, because he's white. But if you shave all of his hair off, he's actually black.
Yeah, he's actually black.
He's confused.
All right.
It's Michael Jackson version.
I've been waiting to talk about this one. Since it happened, because I know the guy that was in the truck that got hit during the pursuit.
Oh, did you?
And it jacked his truck. All of his truck's totaled. The head of the Louisiana State Board arrested on drug charges. The head of the Louisiana State Board of Private Security Examiners is among the two people arrested on drug and weapons charges following a pursuit down I-12 in Livingston Parish yesterday. Bridget Hull, 37, is charged with possession with intent to distribute narcotics and possession of a firearm with a controlled and dangerous substance. Her bond is currently $250,000.
Wait, if it's her bond, why is he in handcuffs?
Because I'm going to tell you in just a second. Just hang on. You need Slim.
You need the rest of the story.
Gum, I thought that was Clifton Brown wearing a hat like that. It's not. Okay.
That's Bocephus.
This is her boyfriend. Now, if you can't really see in this picture, but he's got so many face tattoos, it's like somebody went to town on him.
I like the T-shirt. Realizing everyone ain't loyal.
So the AG's office knew that this drug deal was going down. So they contacted the Livingston Parish Sheriff's Office asking for assistance. So as they were going to where the transaction was taking place, they were dealing with her, and then he ran and got in his truck and hauled ass.
With her in it, though, wasn't she?
No.
No, she was.
No,
she
just had her.
He's like, fuck her. Yeah, we're leaving her there.
He left her there.
It's like, bitch.
So he goes, he leads him on a pursuit down I-12, and he rear ends my buddy and sends my buddy spinning into the trees. So he was, let's see. He got fled the scene, got in the crash. He's charged with possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, obstruction of justice, negligent injury, and possession with intent to distribute fentanyl and meth and other charges.
So let me understand. This young lady that looks like she has a prestigious job with the state.
She does have. She is the...
Is dating
Malone
in the middle.
Yeah, yeah. She's dating Post Malone. I couldn't figure that one out either.
She was...
fucking Louisiana.
She's making $85,000 a year.
Yep.
So is he. He's selling certs.
No, I'm
what
saying,
the fuck is a cert?
$85,000 a year. She had a very good job, professional job. So she's got to pay for some education. What the fuck is she dating Mr. I got tattoos all over my fucking face.
And, you know, her daddy's proud.
And fucking all these drugs and shit like that.
You're right, Thomas. He was not loyal.
I talked about some of this stuff that's on the Patreon about and stuff like that, and I talked about it yesterday, too. I don't understand these women that want to go out with these fucking dirtbag piece of shit motherfuckers.
So was she guilty of selling them dope, or was it him and she was just an accessory?
She was selling it too with him.
They both were involved in the setup of the actual transaction. Now,
what the fuck?
So she is over the the private security examiner's
board.
Of the state, okay? So here's the deal. The guy that was there before her got arrested too.
What the fuck? It sounds like Pasco.
I know, dude. It was like, you know, people are going to stay away from this.
$85,000 a year job is a good fucking job.
I would think so.
For fucking giving people a test.
That's right. Basically all they do.
Okay. Now, do y'all see it?
Yeah, the 10-gallon hat on the 5-gallon head.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a Stetson. It does not look like that on me.
Did y'all,
boys in Texas show know how to wear them.
So I said, did you see how their hat fit? This poor fella here, I'm not trying to be mean to him or nothing like that. Buddy, get a smaller hat. Yeah, it's not big enough for that fucking hat you got.
That's that fucking Livingston blue.
He needs a smaller hat, okay?
Or at least get it shaped, because it's like not shaped.
But your ears rounded. Should not be tucked in your hat.
I did think that was Clifton Brown at first.
Well, just get a new hat, dude.
It needs to be shaped.
Just please. Anyway, that woman is a fucking stupid. Yeah. Just fucked up her entire fucking life over some dude with tattoos all over his face.
Right now,
that's a dirtbag.
She's leading for the hot nut.
Yeah.
I've seen these hot chicks with dirtbags at gas stations and the female pumping gas. He's on the phone. And
The female doesn't have a better job than him. And, like, they're just a baddie that's with a fucking drug dealer. I've never seen that before, to where the woman is extremely successful with the entire state and dating the biggest shitbag.
Yep.
That's new for me.
Yep. Maybe need a face tattoo, Roy.
That's it. I want the Mike Tyson fucking face tattoo.
Good idea.
And I could talk like this.
I'm not gonna make fun of Mike Tyson. If I said he would kick your ass.
I'll never make fun of
Mike
Tyson.
No, that's not gonna.
I want to hang out with him.
Yeah, but you just made fun of him, so.
He's got a sense of humor. If he didn't, he wouldn't sleep with fucking tigers.
This is true. Hey, look, she just went down again.
It's your turn.
This next one's kind of fucked up. Man pleads guilty to sex crimes with a minor. Judge releases him despite prosecutor's objection. Then he murders his ex-girlfriend. Okay, so shitbag up here somewhere, he decided he was going to go ahead and rape a 13-year-old girl. They went to court on like August 16th. He pleaded guilty and said, yes, your honor, I raped that child. The prosecutor said because of the heinous crime that they should not allow him to have bail. The judge turned around and stated that $5,000 bail is warranted for this child rapist. So this child rapist decides that he is going to go ahead and pay that bail. At some point, they got a phone call of a fire. And then this poor young lady up here, that should have been protected because he should have been in jail. They found her body in a smoldering building he burnt to the ground after he murdered her. I think that judge should be fucking held accountable for her life. Yeah.
I agree with that. I mean, these judges are, you know, everybody blames the cops and stuff. It's not us. We locked the motherfuckers up.
Yep.
He had a $5,000 bail. Fucking bail bonds from what he paid, like $550, $600 to get out of fucking jail.
Yep. Something like that.
After raping a child? Raping a child. And this is an attractive lady right here. Now she's fucking dead because of him. I believe these judges should be held responsible.
Absolutely.
They hold us responsible.
Oh, yeah,
for everything.
You don't show up. They want to sit there and hold you.
I'm just saying. They hold us. I mean, they charging cops left and right.
I mean, I had a short period there where I, you know, I kind of held back on doing my job because I got really fucking pissed off at the fact that I would actually spend my time, because depending on where you're at, you actually can sit inside of the jail and file your report right then and there and just be done with it. And I've had motherfuckers already back committing crime in the hood by the time I got back there.
Yeah. Well, this guy here, he probably knew he was probably going to get some kind of time for raping his child. So he might as well, fuck, I already fucked up. I might as well. Now this lady's dead because of it.
And it's all the fucking judge's fault. Okay, make no mistake
so
about it.
What is it tonight with everybody in the eyebrows? Because that dude there got some kind of unibrow looking thing going on.
He just got that mean face. He's doing the mean face. He does.
He's got that face that says, I'll rape a 13-year-old and kill my ex.
And Holster's got a short period as opposed to a long period.
I don't want to talk about his menstrual cycle.
My man pawns.
This next one here, basically this little boy had told the sheriff at one time that when he got older, he wanted to be the popo. And when the sheriff told him when he turned 21, come see me. Well, the kid turned 21 and he went and saw him. Let's roll the tape and watch the video. That's not the video.
A number of years ago, I seen Sheriff Revenue at Orangeburg Hospital. I think it was on the third floor, and I got in the elevator and I was kind of looking at him and I was like, are you the sheriff of Orangeburg? And he was like, yes, sir. And we just started a random conversation and I told him that I wanted to get into law enforcement. I've always wanted to do it since I've been little. He was like, when you turn 21, come see me. So as soon as I got out of tech, got my criminal justice degree, I came up here, talked with him, had an interview, hired me.
How did that make you feel?
Really good. Really good. It really did.
Did he remember that?
He did.
And that was 10 years ago?
It had to be close to 10 years.
Right. And you were up there visiting a relative?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. My great-granddad.
Yeah. So it was kind of tough for you. And then you saw the sheriff and...
Yeah. Kind of hard times, you know. Family members not in the best of health, and I just seen what I thought to be sheriff, which it was, and he just started a random conversation. I was like, kind of cool.
Yeah.
And he was like, make sure you come see me when you're 21. And I did.
Good thing he kept winning the election.
What have you always admired about law enforcement? Why did you want to choose this career?
Mainly helping people, solving problems, helping the community.
He's full of shit. It's all about the bright lights going fast, getting to shoot guns.
It's about the big paychecks.
I hope they start this little fella in the jail or something.
Yeah, I do too.
Because he's a little scrawny.
I was small like that when I got hired.
I'm not trying to be mean. I'm happy for this kid. And good.
I mean,
you
overall,
know,
it's a cool story.
It's a good story. Good job for the sheriff, you know, giving the kid opportunity. He's a small kid. He just made 21. Got a little speech impediment.
You're right, Aaron. That's totally what it is.
He's going to take a little brash.
He
needs to get a little.
I think he's got a cleft palate or something.
Yeah, he needs. He does definitely need to stay in the jail for a while and get some experience before they ever put him on the road.
Aaron, that's about the farthest thing from the truth. I hate fucking drunk chicks.
I hate frisky women. Period.
Yeah.
I try to avoid it at all costs.
Send me a female officer, please.
And hopefully they have one on shift. This next one is mine, I believe. Another Louisiana story. Pull some pictures up. We got this picture right here.
This was mine.
Is it? No, he just went, so it's me.
Well, this is the one you sent me.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, I did just go. This is yours. Go ahead.
Lord have mercy.
You shut your mouth.
All right, here we go. So, hey, Holster, you don't have the article. Never mind.
No, I don't have the article, but it looks like, you know, typical Pasco County driver.
Well, I was going to see if you could pronounce the name of the town.
He wouldn't be able to.
No, he wouldn't be able to. Woman stabbed convenience store clerk. She was arrested after flipping her truck off of the highway.
Is that a lawnmower blade?
It's a she actually had a sling blade.
It's a machete or
something. She likes mustard on her biscuits.
some mustard on my biscuits.
All right, so in the wonderful town of Ponchatoula.
Ponchatoula.
A woman was seen on surveillance footage stabbing a convenience store worker. She was arrested Tuesday after deputies found her truck flipped into the woods off of a highway. A deputy with the St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office saw the truck flipped over in the wood line near the intersection of blah, 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 around 7:30 Tuesday morning. Didn't this incident happen? Oh, it happened Friday night. That's what it was. I knew they had been looking for her all weekend. The deputy stopped to offer her assistance, and the distraught woman with a large knife threatened to harm herself.
Glad Roy wasn't driving by. He'd have gave her a ride on.
When more deputies arrived, the woman stabbed herself multiple times before they were able to subdue her. She was identified as 32-year-old Tabitha Maliki. What?
Yeah, like, fucking Aaron's like, he's like, where's the shoe? You gonna get in trouble? It's no shoes,
no service.
Fuck, she got a big machete in her head.
Roy,
bitch, where's your shoe?
Roy, is that one of your girls? I mean, she said she lived right up the road from you.
I do like that lipstick.
But she stabbed herself a bunch of times. They took her to a hospital, and then they were able to put together the pieces that she was the one that went in Ponchatoula. So Ponchatoula is probably 20 minutes from St. Tammany, maybe, give or take.
Ponchatoula is, except for the shootings they've had recently, is it's a small town, but it's actually a nice little town with a lot of antique places.
Downtown area is nice.
And they have the Strawberry Festival every year.
Strawberry Festival is huge.
I mean, it's put it this way, we were awful close to Ponchatoula. We were on the outskirts of it, but when we went to that Renaissance Festival when y'all were down here.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what this woman's problem is. Obviously,
she does have those Flintstone legs.
She was looking for Roy. She stopped at the convenience store, and she was looking for extra small condoms because she was going to Roy's house, and they didn't have them. All they had was Magnums, and she said she could cut those up in like fourths and make.
Oh, I thought she was going to cut Roy up.
No.
Now, I don't know. I mean, she definitely had a bunch of shit in the back of that truck.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like it would have been an ejection.
Because she was moving in with Roy.
Moving in with Roy.
Yes,
that's what
she was bringing her stuff to move in with Roy. And she's so upset. Then when she realized she was not going to get to move in with Roy, then she decided to stab herself. And
was that movie with that great crazy bitch that always talked to Roy? She'd be like just screaming out, Roy, Roy. It was a Western. I figured out.
I have no clue what
you're saying.
Did you know
crazy
that Holster is losing his damn mind?
Yeah.
Okay, let's take this woman off. Because at first when this shit hit the news out here, they were still looking for it. They were like, watch out for their crazy bitch.
Yeah, because they looked for her all weekend.
They're like, watch out for the crazy bitch with the machete, and then they found her. She's crazy. Oh, I guess now it's... I must have just skipped myself.
I don't know what you did.
I don't
know. No, you didn't, because I went with the rapist that got out and murdered his girlfriend.
So apparently there's an 11 and a 12, because I have 13.
Yeah. I think Holster is next.
Yeah, I have 11.
Yeah, you're next.
It's fucking stupid. Deputies pose as a minor on social media to arrest a child predator.
That's stupid. I don't know why people, them damn cops, always trying to just mess with them pedophiles.
No, I mean, like, you had the choice
to
put
me up.
Just always messing with the pedophile.
But you had a choice to put the story up about the deputy chief that got popped down here by fucking Grady Judd with White Claw trying to pick up fucking
hookers. What about the officer?
I forgot about that. We can talk about it if you hurry up.
What about the officer in right around the corner here? Did y'all talk about him last week? I didn't get to see the show.
And Walker?
Denham.
Oh, the Denham one? I think I might have brought him up. Yeah, I think I did talk about him.
Either way, this piece of shit's like 30-something years old.
Well, he looks high. Look at them 30, eyes.
He's 31. A mother called the sheriff's office and stated that some fucking pervert's trying to padiddle my child. They decided, give us access to it. We'll pretend that we're your child. You just got to send us some prerogative fixtures, and we'll send them to him. No, I'm just kidding. That part didn't happen. Regardless, they held a conversation. They met with this piece of shit.
Do you think he's and Bobby they arrested Brown? Him. Did you say prerogative?
My prerogative.
Yeah, it's.
You mean prerogative? You got me messed up.
Prerogatory.
Prerogatory? The fuck is that?
Did you just make that up?
He's just making shit up now.
Provocative.
There you go.
No, provocative.
Yeah, I thought we were like going to pop out with some, you know,
well,
music.
Provocative, they do pop
it's
out.
It's my prerogative.
Just like old girl over here, she's about to go down on Freebird again.
Yeah, I mean, he's on like his...
He's got staying power, yeah.
Yeah, he's got some staying power. He's going to be out of bird seed soon.
Fucking Roy. Not about how you hit the bottom, it's about how you hit the sides. God. Anyway, yeah, this guy's a pedophile.
Roy said he got a tuna can.
But there is another story out of Florida where basically there was a underchief. He'd worked for the department for about 30 years. They were sending him some kind of like interrogation course.
No, they just had.
Wasn't he in, he was from
they
Georgia,
were they were up around
right?
Orlando. They yep. just had a it was like a continuing education or something like that for lie detector people.
Yeah, but something happened to where his car, he couldn't bring it, so he ended up bringing like an undercover fucking like DEA car or some shit. And then he ends up after he's soliciting this prostitute in his unmarked unit, he has alcohol in the vehicle for himself and a lot of White Claw. Grady Judd makes sure he points out that he had plenty of
it wasn't
White
a prostitute.
Claw. It was a prostitute.
No, I thought it was an underage girl he was trying to meet up with.
Underage prostitute?
No, it's like he had met her online. It was an underage girl. He was like, he's a pedo. It's a fucking perv.
That's what I thought. It was part of a
yeah. He got a sting operation? He got hung up in a sting operation. He's a pedophile.
Oh, okay. He's actually a Georgia deputy police chief.
Yeah.
For soliciting who he thought was a prostitute in Polk County.
Oh well.
I must have read, I don't know which story I read then, because I could have thought he was a pedophile.
Well, at least he's not a pedophile. He's just looking for a piece of ass while he was down here on training.
Yeah, I thought. Well, I'm glad. Well, prostitute. But yeah. It's like I thought it was a kid.
Yeah. See the comments. It must have a shortage of real crime to deal with. You'd seriously think detectives would have better things to do with their time than entrap an adult looking to pay another consenting adult for sex. Hell, just take her on a date. It's the same shit.
Mm-hmm. Harrier, it's even worse.
Well, it's my turn. We're going back to the, coming back to old the Dirty South. Coming back to the Dirty South because...
Dirty!
Because we got a lot of shit going on around here.
I'm trying to figure out what you... Never mind.
What?
Nothing, go ahead and do yours.
What? Tell me what you're going to say.
Well, you sent me something, but when I opened it up, it's multiple articles.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I saw that, too. We're going to have to... I'll tell you which one it okay. is. It is... it's going to be about the Louisville corrections officer.
Okay.
I don't know why it sent it like that, but it did. I looked and said, oh, shit. This shit sent him like 8 stories.
Yeah, it did. It's like boom, 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 boom. And I'm like, well, okay.
All right, mine going to Morgan St. Mary Parish. I'm sorry, and guess what? Another fucking cop fucking up doing stupid shit. A corrections deputy was arrested Thursday, just last Thursday afternoon for beating the fuck out of an inmate. According to the sheriff out there, 20-year-old I cannot say this first name, Abernita Jacole Harris entered a dorm and struck an inmate several times.
Why?
I don't know.
Because it was.
I'm sure the motherfucker did something.
After an investigation, the deputy was booked on charges of simple battery and malfeasance in office, and fired. The chief deputy said in a statement about the incident. Of course, they're disappointed. We want to hold professional standards. Yada, yada. It don't say why. I'm going to guess.
What did he do?
I'm going to guess that the 20-year-old got mad because they were both fucking the same girl on the street, and he strip searched the inmate and saw that the inmate had a baseball bat for a dick and realized that's why his girlfriend had an
echo. Sure, it's not a female?
Had an echo to it. Okay,
then. What? Some of the stories you come up with.
What?
Now, you know, did we
do what?
We didn't touch on the one in Ascension Parish either.
I played a video on that one yesterday.
Oh, like I said, I didn't watch
it. You didn't watch yesterday. I talked about it.
What the fuck? Any episode I'm not on, I watch.
Yeah, remember the video, the jail fight one we talked, I did yesterday? Yeah, it's on the video. Go back and watch the video.
I can't find it because it didn't post anywhere.
Yeah, that was the video one where it's on.
The video is, I'm turning the audio up. Okay,
there was like four or five in front of the guy and then four or five behind the guy.
Yeah, he's lucky he get home. He's lucky they were fighting each other and not him.
Yup, he must be a decent fucking corrections officer, because if they wanted his ass, he'd have been dead.
Hey, can I trade out with Freebird for a little while?
No. it's
expensive.
It is now.
It's back to me.
It's now your turn.
All right, so I found the article after swiping through everything we had over here. Louisville corrections officer fired after a tasteless video mocking Breonna Taylor's death surfaces. Former Louisville Metro Corrections Officer Tunum Knight created a fake recruitment video making light of Taylor's killing at Kentucky State Fair.
She didn't die at a fair.
Video showed him making jokes about the killing of Breonna Taylor. He'd been corrections with them since 2018. He made the video as the Kentucky State Fair as a parody. That doesn't make any
sense. He was making a joke. Yeah. It was like a satire video. I got the video.
The footage shows Knight walking by police vehicles, hinting that the department would be trying to repair broken relationships. However, it then goes to mock Taylor's death and the fact that no officers have been convicted in the shooting.
Sounds like he was trying to call him out and be woke.
Answer the call, he says. Be part of a great, great police department. Never mind what happened to Breonna Taylor. We killed that bitch.
Let's all watch the video.
Okay.
A number of years
I'm sure
ago,
it's...
Hey, that's not him.
No, it's not.
Just here tonight, a Louisville Metro Corrections officer is fired after he records and posts a video
with
disparaging remarks about LMPD and Breonna Taylor. The jail's director and FOP president react quickly. Hello, everybody. Thanks for joining us. I'm Doug Proffitt. The video shows Turhan Knight at the Kentucky State Fair in front of the Metro Police display at the fair. He appears to be making a parody of an LMPD recruiting video, but what he says quickly takes a turn to the shocking and inappropriate.
Answer the call. Be a part of a great, great police department. Never mind what happened to Breonna Taylor. We killed that. Do you want to be able to support your family? Do you want to
kill? Yeah, he needs to have his fucking
be
badge.
Able to get up for it. Join Louisville Metro Police Department.
Well, the Louisville Metro Department of Corrections, the jail, was quick to respond to the video. They terminated Knight as of yesterday. Metro Corrections gave this statement saying, quote, "We are disgusted by Knight's actions, and the termination process began as soon as we confirmed the existence of the video." The FOP union for the jail has also responded in support of the termination. WHS 11 Fertile journalist Ian Hardwit spoke with their president tonight.
What's up, David?
The current officer is still there, Like, why would he do such a thing to, you know, to even put the jail at risk? I mean, it could spark protests. It could, I mean, all kinds of things. And it's like, this doesn't reflect the opinions or the views of
No, he was woke. He's attacking the police officers.
If that's the way you feel, you don't need to have a job with us.
Oh, yeah, he'll never be hired again.
He contacted Knight and let him know his termination would not be appealed by the FOP and that Knight understood and agreed with the actions being taken.
Well...
Why has he got a gun?
At least they couldn't holler racism on it because he was black.
Yes, so hey, JoJo's back.
Hey, JoJo.
Just be on lunch break.
Put it this way. Hey, when FOP don't back you, you fucked up bad.
Say you happy now, Moose. Yeah. You're sitting on Freebird's lap, but...
That's okay. All right. Me and Freebird have a lap thing going on anyway, so...
Yeah, I don't know. He just got my hot nuts.
Oh,
he is a hot nut, but I'm sorry. This chick from here, the executive director of the private security examiner.
Yeah, I mean, like, she
just.
Yeah.
That takes the damn cake, man.
This guy just, I mean, like, who the fuck? A, I don't know how you got a gun being a corrections officer. B, why would you do anything in uniform remotely close to this?
Yeah, I told you, it looked like you got a trick when you do that.
I know. You going to read about Eric Adams?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this faggot from, I'm sorry to use that word.
Now we're going off, getting ready to get banned.
Yep. Okay. So the ultimate mayor of the city of New York. I forgot we were on live. Anyway. So basically, the mayor of New York, that is a moron, and everybody knew he was going to be a moron, but he pulled the whole I used to be a cop thing, so I'm going to dial back this whole anti-police. Everybody knew it was bullshit. He's an idiot, and he has decided that he sent out a memo to everybody and says there will be no more congregating or chit-chat amongst you officers. Okay, what he's talking about is if you've ever been driving down the road and you ever see, say, a unit sitting in a median like this, it's like 1069, but you just sit there and you're bullshitting with your buddy, running radar, or in a parking lot where everybody's eating a sandwich because we don't really get great lunch breaks, so we stand around and chit-chat and eat. He's saying that he no longer wants to see officers communicating with each other. So basically, if there's two officers on the corner of 5th and Elm, they better fucking stare away from each other. Don't even say hi. Fuck him. Don't want them to do their job.
Yeah. He's like, you can't even talk to nobody while you're at work.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I've heard the whole you can't tell anybody how much you make, but now it's like, no, you can't even say fucking hi.
It's a freaking, it's public record.
Well, not only that, it's like, how many police officers are in New York? Any, like, 36,000? Something fucking crazy?
It's stupid.
Oh, but you know what? NOPD's bringing New York people who can't hack it up there to come down here and tell them how to clean up their crime.
Oh, no. Let me tell you, I've had the honor to work on a department that had a bunch of New York police officers come down here. And holy shit, they don't use 10 codes. They don't use proper terminology. I've literally heard them say, what the fuck, over the radio. I had to key up and be like, no, we don't do that.
We don't plain talk like that here.
No, we don't do that. That's a New York thing. So there is 36,000 active duty NYPD officers currently with the NYPD. So you're telling me you got 36,000 police officers.
Not allowed to talk to each other while they're working.
Yeah, don't talk.
Nope.
I'm going to slap you on your hand if I see you talking to each other.
I won't have to worry about it because I don't ever have any reason to even go to New York. This next one here is a Pittsburgh police officer that was working security and blocking parkway ramp for President Biden's motorcade when his motorcycle was struck by another vehicle. Poor guy got ran over directing traffic for sleepy Joe Biden.
He was driving a BMW, wasn't he?
The officer's motorcycle was struck by a vehicle as he was blocking a ramp on the Parkway West for the presidential motorcade, according to Pittsburgh police. The crash happened around 8 p.m. The officer was conscious and alert after the crash and was taken to an area hospital in stable condition. He was treated and released overnight. That means that he must be okay.
Yeah.
They say President Joe Biden stopped by, sniffed his hair, and rubbed his hair legs and told him, thank you very much. No, he didn't. That didn't happen. Kamala just gave him a poll. No, that didn't happen either. But
was that the day?
I'm not trying to dog this guy, but if he was doing it right, you're supposed to be looking away from the motorcade as it's going by. Have your back to it. So he should have saw the kind of car coming at him. Maybe he did. I don't know. No, Brandon is not allowed to drive anything. He falls off of bicycles. He's not allowed to drive cars at all.
You got Iceman's motor out there. You can just go ride on it.
And I do have a video. I know we're running a little long, but I got this video. Let's watch it. Let's get their opinions. Everybody should have saw it. I meant to do it at the beginning, but didn't. It was the one from New York City.
Just here tonight, a Louisville Metro corrections officer is fired.
You're just on cue with these videos.
It's right here.
This.
Yeah.
Yeah. calm down. Because
nobody's paying attention to her.
A real woman is about to get clocked. By none other than a member of law enforcement.
Bro, why would you do that?
That's because he's
so many officers congregating.
He's racist. He don't like black people.
Can we rewind it and see that again?
No, we're going to see it again from the body cam footage side of
nice.
It.
Nice.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. Come on, bro.
This dude arrested his own brother. I mean, this dude's such an ass, he arrested his own brother. You think that's going to help?
God. Oh, the video.
Come on, bro.
Look, he's like,
is this he, what
you
protects
us? Look on his face? He's like, look, damn, did I really
not going to do this?
Right?
I like how they're all attacking the cop.
We're not going to do this, right?
Stop. You're done.
Did he just take a foot to the
Look at his face. Look at his face.
Well, I'm going to go back just a second. I think he just got
He just got stomped.
He didn't want to get down on the ground. And I didn't hear nobody saying about that. That dude just took a tennis shoe right in the fucking face.
See if he can
watch.
Right about.
We're not going to do this.
Now.
Whack.
Stop. You're done.
Yeah,
I'm really surprised that didn't.
Wow.
Yeah, how is that not a problem?
Because I'm like, that right there, you think that's what. That? Let me see if I can get it. No, it's going to be hard to pause it right there. But I'm like, wow, he got stomped.
We're not going to do this, right?
Right. Woo. I'm talking.
Dude, he got the whole shoe.
I'm talking the whole shoe. Straight to his face. Now,
you know damn well, the guy said, "Don't ever do that."
That right there, just telling y'all people, that right there,
that's a
no-no. That's not in the use of force continuum. Okay, that's. I never learned. Look, just take your bottom of your shoe and like smush the dude's face in with it. No, that's usually it's probably because he's got them little ankle socks on his shoe.
No, he's a bicycle cop.
But I'm surprised that nobody picked that part up.
Yeah, they want to pick up the fact that the girl attacks the officer and he punches her.
Yeah, that's the whole thing on this right here. Nobody got the point, but this dude just got stomped.
Oh, he got a
muddle
stomped anymore,
yeah.
Right? Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah, I can
tell. Look at his face right there.
He's
like,
the fuck just happened to me?
Really?
And that just happened. I'm good, bro.
I ain't doing nothing. I'm going to lay right here. Put some cuffs on me.
You're looking at him giving him
the
side eye. Like, don't do that.
He's like, did you just step on my face?
You're done.
He's like, fuck yeah, don't be stepping on me.
Yeah, shit. Take me away.
You're
Put
done.
Me in the patio.
Get back.
This dude got Bertha out. Get back. He's a white shirt. Okay, this is this might be another incident. I don't know what this happened.
Is this what our tax dollars should fund?
Can you step out with me, please?
Oh, this is just showing a whole bunch of them.
Was asked by police to take a sobriety test
tonight. A family says they were.
Cleared. Yeah, they got cleared too. But I was trying to. I thought they were going to show the
body cam.
They have the body cam. What the thing was this little girl. I think she was like 19. That was her boyfriend or her friend or something like that. And they were arresting him for a felony, I believe. Well, she decides to come put her 2 cents in and put her hands on the cop, and he pushes her back. Get back. Pushes her back. When he did that, she decides, oh, no, motherfucker. And she turns around and slaps the cop or punches the cop. Well, when she did that, he fucking popped her in the face and put her in the dirt. And they're saying, oh, but he's so much bigger than her. You know what? She decided to go to the carnival. She decided to go to the carnival and play a game to win a stupid. She wanted to play a stupid game, and she won a stupid prize.
That's right.
Which was getting her clock rocked. So, yeah. So that's all on her fault. That's her fault. I don't give a fuck what the all the, you know, Ben Chump and all the rest of them are saying. The bitch,
you know, ever since she started talking about that guy in here, he pops up in my fucking feed all the time.
Ben Chump?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, you happy, Roy? Look, there you go. All right. So let's do some voting for some hot nuts real quick. I'm voting for the bitch that decided to fuck her career up.
Yep. Me too.
The state chick.
Bridget Hall.
The state girl. So I'm going to vote for her.
Two votes.
Who you got?
I done forgot.
Melissa voting for the judge.
Yeah, the judge is a pretty good one. No, mine's a stupid fucking cop that decided to go, yeah, we killed her. The Brown Taylor cop. Yeah.
And we got the cop.
But it's not fair. He's a corrections officer. It's not the same.
Texas. Which one was Texas?
Oh, he's talking about the guy, the TikTok video.
Oh, the cop.
Billy and Aaron are both going with the state girl. State chick.
Hey, let me tell you that dude that ran into that motorcycle cop, that fucking car is messed up.
He's probably hauling ass. Probably looking at other shit.
I'm looking at this. Can you see?
He's voting for the foot to face guy. State girl, Yvette. Like, state girl's gonna get it. Stupid cop. He got three. State girl's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I just want to know from that video in the NYPD, while them cops were congregating.
I don't know.
Can you imagine that, calling for backup and the fucking mayor's like,
No, y'all can't. You can back them up, you just can't talk to them. David, it's all right. You can always catch the audio, video later.
No reason.
Stuff like that.
Believe that shit. Be like, hey, bro, give me your handcuffs. Oh, I'm going to have to write you up. You talk to me.
Yeah. Like, well, it looks like the state girl got it. Nah.
So if like you got a big brawl going on and several officers respond, do you just like...
I think you're probably allowed to talk to each other, but literally the minute that the call ends, you fucking 10-8.
Disperse.
Yeah. Which is bullshit. How many times you got to sit there and be like, hey, look, this is the way I'm going to write my report. You know, everybody needs to match up.
And I forgot the hot nut music.
For hot nuts.
Well, fuck it. Everybody knows that they got the hot nuts for that one. It's just
point and grunt.
Mm-hmm. Hot nuts. What Jeremy's got in boxes, she is doing a lap dance. So that state girl got the hot nuts.
I still can't believe that. That'll still probably go down.
Let's put her picture back up.
Yeah, I mean, it'll probably still go. Yeah, David, you got to see it. Let's see if Iceman can pull it up. This young lady decided that she has a great career with the state. She does the state licensing. She's in charge of it.
$85,000 a year job.
$85,000 a year job.
And she's dating.
She's dating Post Malone looking motherfucker right there. Not the guy in the really big cowboy hat. The other one.
It's hard to see his picture, but he's got like tattoos and shit all over his face and stuff like that. It's
just, you know, you're an upstanding citizen, David, when it says like "fuck me" over your eyebrow.
His shirt says "real." Realize everyone ain't loyal. So what you missed out was is they were doing a drug deal, and when the police showed up,
he left her.
And he got into a high-speed chase with law enforcement.
These hoes ain't loyal.
he ain't either. He saw that dude with that hat on.
That hat
got
ain't
scared.
Loyal either.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's too big.
I need to find out who that is. I need to send him a
somebody
hat.
Slashed my mom's tires. Oh, man.
All right. Well,
sorry to hear it, David.
Hope y'all find out who it is. Well, everybody, y'all go check out the stuff. Like I said, the Patreon's up there. We're going to put some more stuff out. Still trying to find out why that last night's episode hadn't posted. And
give us reviews.
Give us some reviews. And
go to the Etsy store. Get your merch.
I'll be putting out as much as I can, especially extra stuff. And Sunday will be...
Back with Liberty Freedom Whiskey.
Liberty Freedom Whiskey. Also, if y'all pay attention to your Facebook, stuff like that, first LSU game, I'll be doing some escorts at this Saturday.
God, that's back again?
Yep. And
dude, I don't even want to go around Baton.
I will be doing escorts, so if y'all pay attention, a lot of times I'll turn my phone on and you can ride along while we're doing some escorts.
I promise you, one of the funniest escorts I've ever watched. Now, I used to leapfrog and run them and do all the funerals and shit. This man is fucking hilarious. Because he'll pull straight up to somebody's window and go, "You fucking retarded? You didn't see the fucking police motorcycle?" So, yeah, it's interesting.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
Yeah, I do.
But pay attention when I go live, people. If you're not part of the clubhouse, go join the Motor Cop Clubhouse. Some of it may be in there. It's free. Answer the questions. If you watch or listen, you know what the questions are. It's free. I'll probably be going live in there more than just on the regular one because, you know, sometimes, you know, I don't want to get in trouble. So,
can't be good at it. Yeah. Love every one of you. Have a wonderful night.
And remember, don't take a laxative and a sleeping pill at the same time.
Jesus. Watch your back. Watch your partner's back. Always tell the truth. Remember to smile, because Iceman could always be behind you. Thanks for watching. And remember to smile, because Iceman could always be behind you. We're out.